So my name is Suzanne Fitzgerald. I've been with the Andy Zanka program, like Mountain said, for about the last 6 years. I've always loved music, and that's what drew me to radio initially. I started as a mentor for youth DJs, which was particularly fun as I was just be a beginning DJ myself. I wasn't new to working with young people in our community since I'd been teaching for several years. And as the current principal at Bridges High School, I'm reflecting back and thinking about that it's a coincidence now that I started at ASIAP at about the same time when I was teaching early on at Bridges. And I first got involved through the afternoon Monday program from 2 to 4. And there was an opportunity for me to bring students over to KD&K from Bridges so that they could explore music and learn how to engineer a show. And this slowly evolved into a much grander partnership and working relationship. I was able to interact and get to know students from other schools, and I began to notice that the program really provided a space for students to thrive and to experience success in ways that they never had before. I was impressed by how students with all different backgrounds, interests, and abilities could find a niche here. I participated in the Andy Zanka program summer DJ camps as well, which were amazing opportunities for students to build a variety of skills, including planning and organizing their own music shows with other students. They explored new music, they learned how to interview musicians and other professionals. They even completed the mural on the side of KD&K by collaborating with local artists. The next program that I was privileged to be part of was the Andy Zanka news team, which met on Wednesdays during early release from school at that point. I was so impressed by how students chose issues to explore, did interviews, and recorded people as they learned about topics. They were able to utilize the production studio at KD&K to edit and create a succinct product through which audiences could hear their concerns and they could join in their activism. Last spring, I was ecstatic when AZYEP agreed to air the shout outs of Bridges graduates on their Thursday night program. Beth was so gracious and tireless as she edited and compiled all the words from the graduates into a segment for the Thursday show. Graduates felt a tremendous sense of self-worth and value and pride in hearing their words on the air and shared with the greater community. During the regular school year, other students are able to share their stories during classroom collaborations that Beth and Haley and the other team members facilitate. I get actual goosebumps as I listen to students express their thoughts and their hopes on the radio through the Andy Zanka program. Currently, I participate in the Thursday night program prior to my show. I still really love and enjoy listening to music with young people. Even after 6 years, I can really say that honestly. It's afforded me the opportunity to have some genuine conversations and fun while giving students the confidence to engineer shows on their own and feel comfortable speaking over the air. For me, I've expanded my own music interests. I've also learned how to edit and record audio and how to conduct live and pre-recorded interviews. Not to mention, a great side benefit is that working with youth DJs and exploring music actually serves as a way for me to de-stress. Over the 6 years, I've watched young people grow in their skill sets. I've watched them change over those years and become young adults, and they've become independent on the radio. I've heard their voices become stronger. And I've seen them take greater risks as they share their creativity and interests. Public speaking, interpersonal communication, organization, confidence, planning, and even research skills are cultivated in young AZYEP participants. These assets are so valuable to students as they work to finish high school and as they pursue a variety of careers. If I were to think about what I look forward to most in the program, it's really seeing how the Andy Zanka program can continue to partner with more schools and to provide students with opportunities to apply learning beyond the walls of the classroom. I'm very excited for our upcoming projects with the program at Bridges because I think it's one of the essential steps in bringing students into the community and supporting our schools in such a critical time. My last plea, I guess, to the audience is for you to learn more about what the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program really does. Listen to the voices of the youth in this community. It's a welcoming and open program. Support however you can. The program and the team truly believe in empowering young people during a time in their lives when they so often feel silenced. I'd like to send it back to Laura and Quinn in the studio now. Thanks for listening.